Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You know, Michael Malone said if you were still talking about the Lakers, that's your problem. Well, I'll be honest with you, Michael. I agree with you in theory. However, LeBron keeps on being interesting. LeBron took to Instagram. It's an Instagram story because a lot of it was Bronny's graduation. So shout out to Bronny graduating.
Absolutely. Congrats, Bronny.
I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist.
You promised you were actually going to rap that wild.
I was going to, but he kind of just says it. Jay's kind of just says that.
If people don't know, not being sarcastic here, that side of the table actually, one more old school than the other, but real big hip hop.
I'm also very old, though.
And so, but not as.
I'm truly old.
Mature.
Wow. You
love this one, so what's your reaction?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you brought up Michael Malone. Michael Malone. Listen, I'm sure Andrew Marchand would love an assistant. I don't think it pays as well. So the media criticism business, probably not the lane while you're trying to focus on winning the first championship in Denver Nuggets history and the only championship Denver sports has any chance to win anytime soon. I don't know if the Avalanche are any good or not, but I would have.
They are not in the.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think so. So I would focus maybe a little more on that, but that's just my opinion. I have just been consistently surprised by the tenor of the discussion surrounding LeBron's future. Wilds, more so off the air than on the air, but a little bit on the air, has just been treating this as a 0% chance.
Yeah, I've said a farce. I quoted by saying it's a farce.
I didn't know if that was on or off the air. And that is baffling to me.
Okay.
It is
most people do think that.
So do they think that LeBron James is doing what? Whoa. Is just so desperately attention starved, and this is the only way to get it? There's a lot of ways LeBron could get attention. He has his own television show. He has his own media company. He could live tweet a playoff game there are a million things he could do to get attention. Do people really believe that LeBron is not using this time after what, and Brew brought this point up, and I think it's an overlooked one, the sports mortality of, shoot, man, I gave that my all. I played as well as I thought I could, at least for a half, and then I ran out of gas and wasn't good enough. You don't think that moment for a guy who is in the discussion for greatest athlete ever might have some reverberating effects to where he is considering things? Go ahead.
Do you think you could put a dollar figure on that? Like, man, I ran out of gas. Well, there is that $100 million.
So you're pause for a moment.
That seems
nice. Hold on,
because
everyone says it. So let's pause for a moment. So you are convinced fully he's playing for two more years.
Well, that's the contract. So I don't think LeBron is going to walk away from $100 million dollars after scoring 40 points.
But Wilds, you're almost as smart of a businessman as you are good of a television host. And so let me ask you this.
Go.
Do you think if LeBron James all of a sudden didn't have a full-time job, he would have a hard time making an additional
$100 million.
Well, that's over 2 years. That's over two years.
I don't think $100 million is going to be scoffed at. I don't think Warren Buffett would be like $100 million.
That's where I disagree.
That's a false choice.
It's $100 million.
He doesn't want to play.
Hold on.
If he's just tired of playing, or as we said, you know, realize, look, I've been the best player on the court since I started playing this game. I don't really want to go out there when I'm not the best. I mean, if that's the case, because I don't buy the narrative that he's just seeking attention, but I do think it's definitely out there, and a lot of people believe it. I was thinking this, though. And look, obviously I think Jordan's the GOAT. I got LeBron second. I'm not one that's mad that in 15 years, when the younger people are controlling the narrative, that they're going to be saying LeBron's the GOAT. That's fine if that's what they're saying. I just think LeBron is too publicly obsessed with this GOAT thing.
Oh, I like it.
I don't see it. Jordan or Kareem or any of the others. Now, privately, I'm sure Jordan believes he's a GOAT. But he doesn't say it publicly.
And Wilt did. Wilt was more
okay,
like
and
LeBron
nobody thinks that Wilt
no,
is the
I'm
GOAT
saying
right
at the
now.
Time, a long
yeah,
time ago.
You know what I'm
Wilt.
Saying? Like, I think LeBron should let his numbers and his achievements speak for themselves.
Sure.
I think this is a turnoff to the other guys that are either in the GOAT conversation or right there on the periphery.
Do you have another thing? I'm going to take this quote to break.
No, yeah, I have one. Can I just stick with the money thing just real
quick?
Yeah,
go.
Do you think we saw Tom Brady walk away and immediately sign up for a nearly $40 million a year job?
That's fair.
Do you really think, because everyone says $100 million, that's assuming that if he wasn't playing basketball over the next 2 years, he would be making zero. How much, so do you think LeBron could, if he had all of his time open up to him, make $35 million extra dollars next year? I do.
Yeah.
So then now we're not talking about $100 million, you're talking about $15 million next year.
And he's got plenty of passes.
I don't think it's a money decision. I understand he wants to buy a team, so he does need every dollar possible. But to be clear, I don't think he's retiring. But I don't think all of this stuff is just, it's time to look at me, Michael Malone.
I'll leave it this note. That's a lyric from the Black Album.
Yeah.
Which it was his retirement album. And after that lyric, Jay-Z released 5 solo albums, 4 collaboration albums, 1 live album, and 34 official singles.
Yeah, he needed the money.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Oh. Bob Myers, who I'm legally obligated...
Wilds hates this story.
...to refer to as the architect of the Warriors dynasty.
Yeah.
He's stepping away.
Like Frank Gehry.
Woj writing, quote, "He's unsure of his future professional pathway, but should he someday decide to return to the team side, he's expected to become one of the most pursued executives in modern North American professional sports history."
Why don't take this story?
I'm just reading.
I know.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Your reaction.
Everything's more complicated now.
Mm-hmm.
And I oddly think... You know that silly meme where it's like the little domino into the big domino about how one...
I find it particularly silly.
Okay,
that
all right. I think this means they definitively have to trade Jordan Poole.
Oh.
And the reason for that is I thought it was going to be almost impossible, but maybe could be finessed by Bob Myers because he does have relationships with these guys to say to Draymond Green, here's the deal. We want you back. We love you. You're indispensable. We need to pay you about $10 million a year less than the kid you punched who we couldn't play in the playoffs. Mm. And Jordan Poole makes $32 million a year, and they need Draymond to take around 20-something. And so I don't think that's tenable. So I think they have to trade Jordan Poole, and I think getting Draymond to agree on what he will consider a below-market extension and getting Clay to agree if he wants an extension on a massive pay cut is much, much harder now that it's going to be the owner's kid, Kirk Lacob, and Mike Dunleavy's kid, Mike Dunleavy Jr., has the brain trust in Golden State. But I'm sure those are the two most qualified people for the job. The relationships are just coincidental.
I agree with you on that it'll be tougher. I think they probably would like to trade Poole. Just because you want to, whether you think he's good or not, you just need to add some depth. All right, and he's a good way to get it, and it clears up the tension that they all admitted was there. I don't think, though, this is absolutely the end of the dynasty. Now, Myers is great. He did a great job.
The architect.
Well, he did a great job building around, because he didn't draft Steph and Clay. He did draft Draymond in the second round. That was a great find. And the best thing he did was hire Steve Kerr.
Correct.
And that obviously took him to new levels. But he did a good job, Leandro Barbosa and all these other pieces. They added around Harrison Barnes. They added around the big three.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Well, that was, that wasn't just Myers.
Smart comment during the parade.
Oh, that's right.
Well, there you
That's right. That Bob Myers is the one that made the joke about Durant. I forgot that was him. That's a great callback.
So, where are you? First, it sounded like you were saying he brought Durant. Now you're saying he ticked Durant
off.
No,
Can I say what you.
Just say, let the
Tiger out,
Wild
doesn't like the fact that it seems like certain people in sports get almost great reviews due to affiliations of certain reporters.
No,
I think that's not it.
I think that I understand the dynasty part. I also saw the Warriors.
He wasn't the art. He wasn't.
But I get it.
He built around them.
Vernacular at this point. I saw the Warriors tank a full year, draft Wiseman. So he gave away a year. Draft Wiseman number two, and then Wiseman had to go. Because the money didn't work out and he never developed. Okay, sure. And then he came back for Gary Payton II, who you already got rid of. You're making all these calls.
And you would say they overpaid Jordan Poole.
They
should have fined Draymond.
Moody draft picks right now. I'm not saying they won't end up being great players, but they wish they could have those back. I think that's all fair.
Here's the other final thing. The Warriors and the Lakers were both championship caliber teams this year.
Yes.
And we ripped Rob Pelinka almost daily. And by we, I actually mean you. And Rob Pelinka remade the team on the fly, and they got to the Western Conference Finals. And Bob Myers, I don't know what happened there.
Listen, I think some of, you know, I'll be very quick here, Hubs. I think some of the coverage of this has been overstated, to say the least.
Yeah.
The defense of Bob Myers would be, I think he had a bit of an edict from his boss, the owner, of this two-track light years plan, and that was not tenable. They won a championship despite it. I think if it was up to Bob Myers, especially if he didn't plan on being there for the next 10 years, he wouldn't have invested. He would have traded away some of the young pieces to try to bolster this run around Steph.
Okay, then I agree with that.
I think that's probably what he would have done. I think he'll be great.
Pelinka deserves love.
He's the architect.
Pelinka
is the architect.
Of what? Of what?
They won a championship.
Of a second round team.
Yeah.
Deep right field and gone!
Baseball is back, and so is Flippin' Bats.
5 times a week, Monday through Friday.
So follow us on the Fox Sports app, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to a great episode. It's Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And before the finals, we've got a special edition of Who Has the Most to Gain? And that's not all. After Who Has the Most to Gain, it's another special edition of Who Has the Most to Lose?
Oh.
So stay tuned for a double segment.
A little sweet and sour. That's what we like to do. It worked well with the Super Bowl. We had a live audience for that. Now we bring it back for the NBA Finals. Number 8, Most to Gain. The Godfather, Pat Riley. This is going to be just catnip for Brew. Wilds is going to be totally bored by it, I think. Passes Jerry West, second greatest executive of all time. Red Auerbach
Passes Jerry West.
Pat Riley number two. That's what he has to gain. Also, this is his 19th finals appearance, which is an unbelievable record that I don't think anyone's going to pass. Number seven, undrafteds, four-year college players. Brew pointed this out yesterday, and I think he's absolutely right, that the success of the Miami Heat is going to get the four. Caleb Martin was awesome in college, was all conference, was 19 a game, and went undrafted, and they, you know, got waived by the Hornets. Yeah. I think those older, established players that maybe don't get drafted because they're not as high upside guys are going to get a longer look by teams. Austin Reeves has helped with that, as you pointed out yesterday. Brew made this point. I thought it was a good one. Number six, Giannis. Vindication if the Heat win the title. How can you say Giannis can't be the best player in the world because Jimmy Butler beat him, but Jokic gets to be if Jimmy Butler also beats him? It's just an order of operations thing.
I'm not sure.
But I think if the Heat win, Giannis oddly keeps his best player alive belt. Number five, Jamal Murray. Different player, but the new Klay Thompson potentially. A transcendent offensive number one option. You get to be the number two, have open shots, get paid basically the same, get none of the criticism, win a title. It's a great life. It is a great, the number two option on an awesome NBA team is probably the best life. You get none of the criticism, max contracts are the same. Number four, Bam, never discussed, only 25 years old, averaged 20 a game this year, is top four in the league at his position. I think this year he was, for most people, not all NBA because Sabonis. But after seeing Sabonis in the postseason, Bam's stock probably rose somewhat and has an opportunity to be the second best guy on a title team. Number three, Spo. Already on the top 15 all-time coaches list that the NBA released. Officially, to me, would be the best coach in the NBA. I think he already is, but I think it would be undeniable if he wins this. And building an all-time resume. The coaches, full list of coaches with three or more rings. Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, John Kundla, who did it with the Minneapolis Lakers, Pat Riley, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr. That's it. He would join that list. Number two, Nikola Jokic. He would become basically undeniably the best player alive. I think he would cement himself as a top 30 all-time player, and he can only climb from there.
Right.
Like as far as guys who are still playing that he could pass, Chris Paul. I think some people would say if he wins it, he already passes him. I would have him right behind him, but Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, who has more, you know, yesterdays than tomorrows in the NBA. This is what happened with Giannis. Giannis was a guy who was already a Hall of Famer and then won the title and did it in such spectacular fashion, he just skyrocketed from, he's a top 75 all-time guy to like, oh no, he's one of the 25 greatest players ever. And then at number one, of course, would be Jimmy Butler. A total transformation career-wise, resume-wise. There would be no comp to me in NBA history. Some people might bring up Chauncey and the 04 Pistons, but that team, while it didn't have any superstars, had a bunch of very good, long-tenured, established NBA players. Rasheed Wallace was awesome. Tayshaun Prince was awesome. Ben Wallace was awesome. Chauncey was the man and the leader. Yeah. This is not that. This is Jimmy Butler and friends. And I know he's like, I don't call them role players. I call them teammates. But we would never have seen anything like it. And while I don't think anyone in the media would say it, Jimmy could step to that microphone and say, I am the best basketball player alive. Oh, I'm sorry, you think it's Giannis? I beat him 2 months ago. You think it's Nikola Jokic? I beat him earlier today. So if they win it, he could claim it.
Anyone else, though, say he's the best basketball player alive?
Well, let me see how it goes.
Once he got the trophies.
He's holding both trophies, but go ahead,
bro. Good list. I got a team. I mean, you guys may laugh. You weren't watching basketball. You might not have even been born. You weren't born. Rick Barry's 1975 Golden State Warriors. Barry averaged 30. He averaged 30. No one else averaged 14 points a game. Rick Barry's very underrated.
Yeah,
so I would compare
the
them. The ABA existed, but I would compare them to this Heat team. They only won, I think, 48 games that year, too. So very similar.
Go ahead.
A few changes. I would move Jamal Murray to the third spot.
Oh.
And just move Spo down one, because everything you said about Spoelstra was right. But he's already top 15.
Sure.
Many already think he's the best coach in the league. So Murray would become, you know, I mean, next year I think he'd be an all-star. He'd get some all-NBA. You know, assuming he continues to play
you
well,
can be the first
he totally
to
rises.
He's going to be a Hall
not
of
yet. No, not going there. But you're right, Klay Thompson. So I would just move him ahead. Here's two. I'm surprised you didn't have these on. Maybe you consider them in the undrafted players. Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. They're both free agents.
Oh, pending free agents.
They're making $1.8 million. Caleb already signed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Caleb signed 3 years, $20 million. These Strus are, they're averaging, they're making $1.8 million a year.
Oh.
How much do you think they're going to make if they win the championship?
That's a good
they're
one.
Starting on the championship. So I put them in.
$2 million.
Instead of Giannis. Instead of Giannis, all right, that championship pedigree goes a long way. Then, where's my man?
Who?
Michael Malone.
Oh, gosh.
How is he not on here?
Oh,
if
yeah.
he
no
leads this team to
coach
a championship,
ever gets fired 2 years later.
Well, he ain't getting fired. They
fired.
Know what Miami knows. Longevity, there is value in that. Stability. He's going to be like a Jerry
How's
Sloan.
Nick Nurse doing?
Michael Malone should be on that list. And I can't let Pat Riley, I think one thing you forgot to say, you probably know it. This would be his first championship without super duper duper stars.
Is he a star or not? We just need to decide as a show.
No, but one. This is one. Jimmy Butler is one.
Oh, and he's not, you're saying without multiple.
Showtime Lakers.
I miss
LeBron, Wade, and Bosh, Shaq, and D-Wade.
And
with all due respect to Butler, he's not on the level of all those guys except Bosh.
Yep.
All right, so, and I wouldn't put him ahead of Jerry West, though.
Okay. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to add Steph to the list.
For most to gain?
Steph.
Most to gain.
Why?
Denver wins. Here's why. Steph's got, like you said, just like Durant, more yesterdays than tomorrow. And you have to look at the facts on the ground if you're Steph. You're like, all right, we lost to Denver three times this year. I don't think we can beat them. The team that we lost to in the playoffs got swept. Now, my GM is gone, so we've got a new decision maker in, and Joe Lacob is saying things like this. Take a listen.
We're going to win no matter what. I don't care what the rules are. We are going to figure out a way to do it. That's what good organizations do. They figure out a way to win the game. And our game is to win games and to win championships.
I mean, it's convenient when the game is to win games. It's nice and simple like that. So the question is, if Denver wins, I feel like Steph can walk into Joe Lacob's office and be like, yeah, we're not as good as them. You need to spend some money, and we need, what, new players or bigger contracts for the guys that we have? It's really a statement and a question.
Yeah, so I just think the Warriors, if they are I guess the move there is do what they could have done a few years ago, which is take Poole, Kuminga, and Moody and package that for a star. And keep Draymond, keep Clay, and have just an incomprehensible tax bill that Joe Lacob previously said he's not willing to spend and to do those types of things. Yeah, I thought you were actually almost including Steph on a most to lose list because we lost to the Lakers, who lost to the Nuggets, how far away they might be. So I guess maybe it could cut both ways. But speaking of most to lose, my favorite part of it. Number four. Hey, that's my move.
Sorry.
Number four. You saw him on the most to gain list. Also most to lose. Giannis. If the Heat win, it's good for him. If the Nuggets win, no good, my friend. Jokic takes that best player alive belt from him.
Uh-oh.
Number three.
I like that one.
Russell Wilson. Yeah. There'll be a true champion in Denver. He'll have someone like the fans. There we go. The fans will realize, you know what? We've always been a football town. We don't need to be a football town.
Wow.
We're a basketball
He's
city. John Elway's not walking through that
center.
Door. Number two. You asked for him, bro. Michael Malone. Oh, we're paying attention now.
What?
I'm telling you, I really hope that you don't get out-coached by Juan Eric Spoelstra, because you know what happens when people lose to the Miami Heat. I saw Mike Budenholzer get fired. The Knicks today were like, you know what? The GM, you got to go, pal. Lost the Heat. We don't know if Mazzulla's going to be back. So he's wanted he's wanted the attention. We are locked in. I hope those rotations are tight, Coach Malone. And, of course, number one on most to lose. None other than Chris Broussard. The curse.
I knew it. I knew it. And that was not a mole. I just figured it out.
Well,
because of the hate.
Because it's not hard to figure. You have picked against the Heat in every single series. You also, by the way, Brew, did not believe in the Nuggets, and now you do. And if they lose after you would join them and the Heat continue on this run, when I think the only team you picked fewer times in this postseason was the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's not going to be great. It'll be undeniable. So Chris Broussard has the most to lose.
First of all, I like that picture you used.
I know.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, but
that's your album cover.
I've had enough of this curse of Broussard.
Well, then start getting
stuff
right.
Because let me tell y'all a little something. Because you've been riding off this revisionist history. Because the Dallas Mavericks, your pick, Dallas was in the Western Conference final last year. And you picked them to reach the finals, and they don't even make the playoffs.
My team,
I was with Golden State all year.
That's true.
They got to the second round. Yeah. You were with Dallas all year. Yeah. They were watching like us.
Just like the Knicks.
All right, Philadelphia. Yeah. I was with Boston. All right, Boston at least got to a game seven of the conference finals. You were with Philadelphia. And they, I'm bringing, are these not facts?
They're not facts.
They're not. You were with Brooklyn.
Brooklyn surrendered. Brooklyn said, we are not competing for an NBA championship
anymore. And what happened? What happened?
They gave up.
They infected my team.
No.
That's exactly
right. My team's made it much farther than yours.
Brew.
Golden State made it further than Dallas. Boston made it further than Philadelphia.
Why is there no
curse? So there's no curse. I've been saying that tune.
There isn't. There it is. Most of the game, most to lose.
Excellent. I had Denver all along.
Coming up, is the baby goat over the sophomore slump?
Sure, I'll read that one.
Uh-oh. Somebody's about to bail.
With Factors, delicious, ready-to-eat meals you will be eating stress-free this spring. Each meal is chef-crafted, fresh, and dietitian-approved. More importantly, they are never frozen and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled up all day long. Try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, truffle butter, and shrimp. Restaurant-quality food that you do not have to prep, cook, or clean up, delivered right to your doorstep. And if you need to change your deliveries, you can pause or reschedule whenever you like. Factor is your solution for fast and premium meals. Also, for the month of April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/firstthingsfirst50 and use code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 at factormeals.com/firstthingsfirst50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next. Fuel up fast, eat better, and get back to what you love doing this spring with Factor.
Well, it's Thursday at 4 o'clock, and you're in for a treat. It's the most motivating segment in all of sports. It's also the time where we have a segment prior to the segment called Viewer Mail for the year 2023,
sure,
as you know.
Sure, it's not an episode?
No, this is just a segment for a segment. It's a double segment block. Before I read today's letter, we got to hit the LRM.
Letter reading music.
Oh.
You nailed it, buddy.
Wow. Okay.
Get that backwards.
Dear Wilds, love the show.
Thank you.
But I'm writing the bearer of bad news.
Uh-oh.
My daughter and son-in-law are bickering about the bud list. Don says that last week's bud list was an inspiration, and Dawn said it felt more like an indictment. Please advise sincerely, Don Sr. Well, Don Sr., this has been an issue for a while, because sometimes these bud lists really motivate guys, and other times it goes the other way. Let's take a rehash, Brew.
Oh!
Let's see where we're at. You remember Jalen was number one on the bud list, and then he responded with a career-high 8 turnovers in Game 7. Jimmy, however, is headed to the finals, and Lamar is playing well. So 2 for 3 there.
Lamar, wait, he's getting credit for Lamar?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was OTAs.
Doesn't matter. It's going swimmingly.
He's there.
Oh, okay.
It's just Jalen Brown that had a rough bud list. So,
yeah, you can't blame Jalen on me. All okay. right?
Why?
On the bud list. He just struggled. It happens occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Right, still 2 for 3.
This week, it is full of motivation.
Oh, good.
As we enter the NBA Finals, it's an all-finals bud list, and it's balanced. I'm giving
great.
Love to all the teams. So, number three.
All of them.
Jamal Murray. Now, last week, or no, yesterday, Kevin Wiles gave you major league love, Jamal. He said, why aren't we talking about Jamal Murray?
Numbers are
like we're talking about Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And as the perfect example of how you've been slighted and underrated throughout your career, Nick scoffed at him. Laughed him to high heaven, mocked him. All right, but Jamal, no more. If you deliver on the NBA's biggest stage, if you work the Heat like you work the Lakers, oh, my God. A whole new world is going to open up to you, Jamal Murray. All-star games. Maybe all NBA teams. They will have cameras following you as you walk into the arena. So step up your gear game. All of this is waiting for you, Jamal, if you go out there and ball. Jamal, I believe in you. Get it done. At number two, here's your guy, Nick. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Buckets, Hemi Buckets, Playoff Jimmy, whatever, all those names apply. Jimmy, what a run. What a list of casualties. My good, I mean, Giannis.
Yeah.
All right. The crazies, the raucous crazies at Madison Square Garden. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Jimmy, if you close the deal and take out Nikola Jokic right now, we think is the best player in the world, oh, my gosh. I mean, this will be one of the most improbable and impressive NBA championships in recent memory. I said it earlier, you'll be a face of the NBA, and no one will be able to tell him anything. His profile will raise. His endorsements will raise. Your image will raise. Jimmy, I picked the Nuggets, but I do believe in you. Go out there and get it done. Oh, and at number one, Nikola Jokic. We said it. You're the best player in the world. We think. All right? But there is one mountain left to climb, and that is the Heat. They don't give up. You got to play as many games as it takes. You got to go all 48 minutes with heart. You don't play 48 minutes, but you got to play with heart. These guys don't go away. I talked about Jimmy's list of casualties. This one is probably more impressive. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Monty Williams in there, too.
Yeah, Monty Williams, that's right, who's now making $13 million a year as a head coach. Congratulations to Monty. But here's what you can't do, and I think you got the right attitude. Don't take the Heat lightly. All right, they aren't as formidable, in my view, as the Lakers. They don't have as much talent as the Suns have. Don't laugh. Don't chuckle. Don't lose your edge when you see Kevin Love's guarding me. Cody Zeller's got his elbow in my backside. Don't laugh. Just ball. And if you do that, Joker, the whole basketball world and Serbia, all of Serbia,
nice.
Becomes your oyster. Jokic, I believe in
you. Yeah, fight Novak Djokovic for that. All right, that is a great bud list as always, Brew.
Thank you.
I had a late switch for the bud list.
Uh-oh.
Once we saw the Celtics news. and that they are running it back, at least according to Brad Stevens, they're running it back, bringing back Joe Mazzulla. He wants to keep Jaylen Brown. So I'm putting Jason Tatum on the bud list.
Ooh.
Because the question is a simple one for Boston. But do they need a new coach? I think so, but we'll see. Is Jaylen Brown worth the money? Probably not, but in today's NBA, somebody, if they don't pay him, somebody would pay him that. The real question for the Celtics is this, and it's one that, to his credit, Kevin Wilds has been hinting at for the better part of a year. Are you that guy, Jason Tatum? Because you know the quickest path for the Celtics between here and a championship? Jason Tatum being that guy. Because basketball is a very beautiful and at times complicated game. But winning a championship in the NBA is not. It's very simple. Do you have one of the 20 greatest players ever? You're going to win one. Do you not? It's going to be really hard. Just look back over the last 15 years since the last Celtics title. Who wins titles? Kobe Bryant wins title. Dirk Nowitzki wins title. Tim Duncan wins some titles. LeBron James wins titles. Steph Curry, then Steph with Kevin Durant. Giannis, LeBron some more. Kawhi mixed in there. Can you get Jason Tatum to that level? Can you get to where
top
you
are? Top 20 player?
Well,
no.
Well, then the no. Celtics might, I tend to agree with you, Brew, but then your other paths are the 08 Celtics, which is we don't have a top 20 all-time guy, but we have three top 60 all-time guys and one top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't do that in the modern NBA right now. Or the 04 Pistons path, which is just be a once every 50 years occurrence in the NBA. It's not a great path. So I don't know that he has to be necessarily, because Kawhi's not top 20 ever, but it was probably en route to it. But Jason Tatum's got to get better. If you are going to be the best player on a champion, you can be first team All-NBA and not good enough. So if they're going to run it back and they want different results, the easiest path forward is probably Jason Tatum, the best player on the team, get even better.
Love it.
I like that. And look, I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to win this championship. But let's say he did. He's not a top 20 player. Mm-hmm. But that is an example for Jason to follow. Look, Jimmy has gotten steadily better.
Yeah.
Let me get steadily better. And I think he'll mature. He's, like I said earlier, 25 years old. I think he'll mature. But he can definitely keep adding to his game. Don't rest on your laurels. I like that.
I am adding DeAndre Hopkins to the list. A lot of talk about DeAndre Hopkins. And I think he's in a little bit of a conundrum. Here's the facts on the ground. We know the numbers. He's got 10 seasons, 11,000 yards. Look at that win-loss record, Brew. 72-73. Playoffs, 2-4. Now, you know I'm a quarterback wins guy, not necessarily a wide receiver wins guy. But I think he wants to win. Problem is, winning teams got to take a discount. Losing teams lose. So you really need to find a middle team there, like a winning team that has money, that is needs a wide receiver, that has lost, you know, last year was under 500. Add to that this little Easter eggs that he's been dropping on social media. Take a listen to this one.
Patagonia. Y'all ain't know. I like the cold now. I don't know how to make an igloo.
That's all I need to hear, my friend. We'll get you some L.L. Bean as well. This was on the tail end of him posting another Instagram where he was working out. And what do you know is on the screen? Well, it's the Patriots Super Bowl over the Falcons. We heard that Tom Brady's not coming back, so throw that theory of yours in the garbage. Yeah. So there it is. I think all the sun and moons are aligned for DeAndre Hopkins to come to New England. So not really under duress at all. It's just a litany of facts I just laid out. That closes the segment. Coming up next.
I'll give you an A for effort.
This is sad, man.
I'll give you an A for effort, but no. What? They're not a winning team. You said it yourself. Why would he go to a losing team? That's what your boys are.
Real quick.
No, don't say that. I literally said this.
What?
That's not a nice thing to do.
Okay, then I won't do it. Wilds is waffling.
I did a thought exercise before the show.
Okay.
It was a thought exercise. That's all it was.
It's like,
you know what?
Let me
what would you do if you had two heads? Oh, you had to pay twice for all you can eat buffet? It's just a thought exercise about
About the Patriots.
About the Patriots and Caleb Williams. That's it. Yeah, that was a thought exercise. It was a thought exercise.
I like that. The thing is, your coach will never go for that. He'll never.
Greatest coach, but, you know.
There was another thought exercise attached
Popovich,
to that.
Popovich.
Just moving on. Wilds is real. He's in shambles when it comes to the Patriots. Yeah, and he somehow has convinced himself that DeAndre Hopkins would fix everything. And I like DeAndre Hopkins, but if you are not a DeAndre Hopkins away from contention.
No, you're not.
You're not a with or without
DeAndre. You're the worst team in the AFC East.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the record? What's our record?
It's going to be bad.
First place.
It's
coming up next.
Bad.
Joker versus Markieff Morris. Is that kind of a new narrative, or is that just a long time ago? What's the story?
That's physical basketball. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I mean, that's how they ball back in the day.
He's out for 58.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Playoff Jimmy. He came into the finals averaging 28-7. And he still got the 7 rebounds, but only 13 points. Here's his numbers by quarter. First quarter, okay. And then the rest of the game, just kind of nothing. Footnote, 13-plus scoreless minutes from late in the first quarter to early in the third quarter. Just dribbling on the baseline and passing the ball. So, Nick, were you surprised by Jimmy's quiet night?
I was very surprised from my expectations going into the game. Going into the game, I thought he was going to be excellent and the biggest reason the Heat won. I was not surprised at all if you'd asked me midway through the second quarter. Because if you've been watching Jimmy all postseason, there's really only one game where he seemed to not have it and then all of a sudden had it. And that was the Grant Williams game. The game where Grant and he went nose to nose and then Jimmy had the nice flourish at the end. He has an odd tendency in this postseason and even in the postseason's past with Miami of some nights it almost seems like his just going into it approach is, I'm not going to have it, and I'm going to just drive and pass or just get the ball out of my hands. I did not think that's who he was going to be last night. But you could see pretty early on that's who he was going to be. Yeah. And the zero free throws, Brew, is a killer. And it's not because, again, aside from that, what I thought was the clear path foul in the open court, they weren't missing calls. He just wasn't attacking the basket. He wasn't doing that patented Jimmy Butler up fake that he seems to get fouled on more than anybody in the league. And maybe it was once Strus was missing, he's like, man, he's got to make one. I got to get him involved. And then it just became a ball rolling downhill. I don't know. But they can't win with him playing this way, obviously, and they haven't won all postseason with him winning this way.
Let's get real.
Thank you.
Right?
About what?
And this is not, I'm not saying this as a criticism. He's in your club superstar.
Yeah.
You said yesterday he's one of the five best players in the league or in the postseason.
Yeah.
Can we even imagine if LeBron James, even now at 38, if Steph Curry, if Luka Doncic, if Joel Embiid, if Giannis, if Jokic,
of
these guys had this type of game, what did we do with Embiid? We ripped him. We wouldn't be asking, heck, Jason Tatum. If yeah, Jason Tatum goes out and does this, we
does
don't
it
ask.
All the time.
How surprised are you? What happened? What happened to Jason? We rip him because that tells you right there that as good as Jimmy Butler is, and I think he's a Hall of Famer, he's not on that level.
See, this is the
he's not on that. No, it's
stuff.
Not.
It's the finals.
Why aren't we? Why are you so? He just did no, 13 points.
I understand that part.
If Luka did that, now I know Luka's your son and all that, but you would. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But
that any other superstar does this. When LeBron did this, he was ripped to shreds.
The LeBron, yes, but so much of the LeBron conversation is like insane and toxic.
If Durant scores 13 points in game one of the finals,
okay, but
we're. Oh,
hold on a second.
He just had a bad
hold on
night.
A second. But this is wait a second. But this is where I think we can be a little unfair, because you're right. Durant has not been criticized on that level in years because he hasn't played a single second past round two in years. So the idea that Jimmy Butler, I think the fairer example is Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum had a very similar game in game six of the NBA Finals last year.
And he got destroyed in the finals. Wilds is still referring to the 100
and
turnovers.
And you think it's crazy. He did not get destroyed. Jason Tatum came into the year as one of the MVP favorites. Nah. That was about a Steph Curry coronation.
Well, that's another regular season.
That was about a Steph Curry coronation. That was not a, oh, my God, Jason Tatum doesn't have it. We were talking about he's 24 years old.
Well, that's a factor. Jimmy's 33.
I understand that part of it. The point that I am making is that the idea that when I say we are prisoner of the moment, would we all agree that before last night, Jimmy Butler across the entire league had been the second best guy this postseason?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wasn't saying he's one of the five best players in the league in the playoffs.
I'm not going to say that. Why we showed you the Jamal Murray numbers. Jamal Murray's out here cooking everybody. And because he doesn't have a nickname and he doesn't have a Michelob commercial, he just kind of flies under the radar. I love Jimmy Butler. But if you score 13 points and if the shot's not going in and you don't go to the line,
sitting here talking politely about any other superstar, anybody else in club superstar. Are we doing that?
No, hold on. So what are you? So you guys are mad that I'm not saying Jimmy Butler was terrible? Is that the bridge?
Well, he was.
Okay, Jimmy.
I think maybe by his own estimation.
I don't think anyone denies that Jimmy Butler played a terrible game. The question is, was I surprised by it? I said I was very surprised by what I said going into the game. I thought he'd be the best player in the game, but you could see midway through it he didn't have it. If you guys, if the thirst here is for us to say, hey, this guy who we've said is carrying an untalented team to the NBA Finals, who beat Giannis and then beat Jason Tatum, he had a bad game one. You know what? He's not as good as we thought.
My point is, if anybody else did that, they would be getting criticized.
Brew, what are we? Are we not criticizing him? What are you talking about?
I don't think you are. I think you're trying to explain why he had an off night. I'll give it, because I said this yesterday. I think Jimmy is a bit worn down, and I'm not questioning his physical, stamina, but I'm saying the pressure. I've talked about how everybody else, all the other contenders, have two guys, including Jokic, because Jamal Murray has really emerged. Jimmy doesn't have that. Bam is very good, but I'd say he's the least of the two second guys on all these contenders. And that pressure to carry a team all postseason through the number one and number two seeds in not just the East, the league, wears on you. And look at Jimmy, the last six games versus the first 12 games of the playoffs. He's shooting 39% over his last six playoff games. He's wearing down. That's what I said was going into yesterday's game, and yesterday was evidence of it.
If that's true, they're dead.
I'm not saying he won't have another. I think he'll have a spectacular game or two, or maybe a few. But I think he's wearing down from what he was early in the postseason.
Okay. Let's do the Jamal Murray conversation. I think it's a good one.
Yeah, you know why? Because Jamal Murray's great. 26, 6, and 10. Here's his playoff numbers. 28 points,
This is the entire postseason. He's shooting 48% from the field. He's shooting 39% from three. This is six straight 25-point games. Brew, do you think he's underrated?
Well, I don't know if he's underrated. He's underappreciated, but I think there are legitimate reasons. One is the injury, right? Like, he missed the last season and a half, essentially.
Out of sight, out of mind.
If he had not been injured coming out of that bubble, mm-hmm. when he averaged 26 points a game, yeah. and more than Jokic, by the way, in helping them get to the Western Conference Finals, when he outshot Donovan Mitchell, who was, yep. you know, in everybody's MVP, you know, he was on the periphery of the MVP conversation, but he was there. He outshot him, went 50, 42, 50 in three straight games yep. to get past Mitchell in Utah. If he hadn't gotten hurt, again, I said Denver, who knows? Far they would have gone, but he would have been on our radar now. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is this. Like Jimmy, and I'll give you credit for saying this last week, he steps it up big time in the playoffs. Regular season, he's a 20-21 point scorer.
100%.
But in the playoffs, look at what he does. He's one of four people in history to have increased their scoring average by 7 points or more.
I didn't know he was in Cliff's category.
Cliff Hagan was
Cliff Hagan was a baller back then.
And in the playoffs, he turned it up.
I caught the tail end of Cliff's
career. I think it was St. Louis Hawks.
Really?
But Reggie Jackson, obviously, but Kareem, my point is, in the regular season, he's a great player, but in the playoffs, he becomes something special. Okay. And I said it, Nick, they win this series. Look, the West is full of guards.
He's
an automatic all-star next year, assuming he plays well.
Sure.
Should be.
I think he's properly rated. Well, hold up. Let's do it. Throw up club superstar. Tell me who he's better than. Tell me.
So
throw it up. So is he better than – you think he's better than SGA? Because I don't.
Anthony Edwards is knocking on the door of Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
And there's no limit to how many guys can be in line.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Carpet there.
Wait. All right. So then you have him as the 19th best player in the league?
I'm just saying he –
But that's what everybody thinks.
Well, I think you made a good comparison. I don't know if it was yesterday, but Klay Thompson. Like, that's who he is.
Yes.
If they win this series,
but
and Klay should have been a top.
Better than, no, better
he
than
Klay. You already got him better
now.
Than Klay?
Hold on. Better than this.
No, but I'm talking about Klay and
a different type. But it's a different, the numbers might be similar, but I view them as very different type of guys.
They're different.
He's creating
style.
And spinning.
Yes,
making
he's got
weird
a lot
shots.
Was, his
and
package,
Klay was
no
a dominant, or a very good defensive player, and the second best shooter ever. Is he better than Donovan Wilds? No, this is important that we actually put proper
I like Donovan Mitchell.
How about someone who's not in line? Is he better than Jalen Brunson?
Yes.
You have to say yes.
Yes.
Hold up. Why?
Because he's in the finals.
No, he's better.
Wait a second.
As
he's
as
not
like
as the man, Wilds. Jalen Brunson's the best
but just
guy
because,
on his team.
Just because Joker's
that
the man
the
that we just have to forget
seat.
About him?
No.
My issue is a media critique, and it's mm-hmm. odd because I'm in the media.
Yeah.
But the entire finals was sold as Joker versus Playoff Jimmy. And Playoff Jimmy has numbers very similar to Denver's second guy, and he's not being discussed.
First of all, he's obviously being discussed. People talked about if he should win Western Conference Finals MVP, he has been
get him a commercial.
He has been okay. Well, talk to his marketing agent. But the point you made 5 minutes ago was that he's better than Jimmy Butler. And I'm here to say
I'm not saying he's better than Jimmy
that's
Butler.
That's what you said.
I'm saying he's performing on a par with Jimmy
and
Butler.
And I'm saying
a better game
that is
one.
Not correct. That is not correct.
I think there's a couple of things. You brought up Jalen Brunson, and it applies to Jimmy Butler as well. They're both in the number one role.
Well, that's my point.
That I agree, but that works both ways. I agree that there's more responsibility. The defense is focused on you.
You more
so
opportunities.
But, yes, you get more opportunities. We haven't seen Jamal as the man, and we may never. In fact, if he's smart, he'll stay with Jokic his whole
and
career.
I'm not trying.
But we may not see him ever as that guy getting all those opportunities.
But
I don't know that we – Jalen Brunson a year ago, who knew he had all this?
That's
all right?
That's
like Jamal
fair.
Murray needs to be given his props.
But I feel like he is being given his props. But if we are – but something – there is this tendency in media where people go from – underrated, mm-hmm. immediately skip over properly rated, and then become overrated. And if the argument is that, yeah, Jamal Murray could be doing what Jimmy Butler did this postseason for the Miami Heat. I'm here to tell you, I think that is flatly incorrect. If you think the Denver Nuggets would be worse, if we flip-flopped Jimmy and Jamal, the Nuggets are worse? Of course not. Are the Heat there? Of course not. Is he proving to be unequivocally one of the 30 best players in the league? Yes. Probably one of the 25 best? Yes. Definitively one of the 20 best? I don't know. I think he's somewhere in that Jalen Brown 19 to 24 range of players in the league.
Jalen Brown was second team All NBA. So if he's, that's a come up from where he was before the playoffs began.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Agree to disagree. What's James Harden doing? Is he going back to Houston?
Now that's one. I'd rather have him or James Harden.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Fun article from Connor Orr in Sports Illustrated. 100 predictions. Some far-fetched, some spot-on. He's high on the Bengals and has Cincy winning the Super Bowl and Burrow winning the MVP. I just want to reiterate, he made 100 predictions, and we have cherry-picked.
This was the very first one of the article. It's not like we're picking prediction 72. He led off with this, and I like Connor. He's a good writer. And you know what? Clickbait right here. So well done.
There was 100 predictions.
Yeah.
Also predicted the Patriots to win the AFC East. Brew.
Did he?
Yes. That's why.
Was it a parody article?
Okay. Do you think this is disrespecting Kansas City?
Look, you guys know how much I love Patrick Mahomes.
No, we don't.
Especially when
I was the first to call him Jordan-esque. Yes. I was the first to call him the potential GOAT.
That part not true.
I wasn't the first to say potential GOAT.
No.
GOAT potential?
Absolutely. Just because Sports Illustrated
you
wrote
saw
that
me
you
say
said it.
It was Sports Illustrated.
But that does not mean
the magazine
you were
of
the
record.
First.
Mm-hmm. Of record. The,
no,
the
they're not
of
even
record.
A magazine anymore.
Well, of the website of record said I was the first, so that no, it is what it is.
Certainly one of them.
But anyway, no.
God dog it.
Even as much love as I have for Mahomes, this is not disrespectful. All right? The rest, Nick likes to come over here and say there's a Grand Canyon-sized gap
there is.
Between the Chiefs and everyone else in football.
Yeah.
There is not. In fact, the gap is yay big or yay small.
What?
It took a questionable call and a 45-yard field goal essentially at the buzzer for them to beat the team
were
that has,
losing?
In the regular season, beaten them the last two times
they
played.
Were they losing when that happened?
No, but they weren't winning.
Okay.
It was 20-all. So my point, look, they're better than Cincinnati. But they were last year.
Brew.
But by this much.
Brew.
So to predict that Cincinnati's going to come through with a great quarterback, great receivers, great team, I don't think that's disrespectful.
Brew, would it have been disrespectful?
We got to say they're going to win every year now.
Would it have been disrespectful to predict that the Utah Jazz were going to win the NBA championship? Would it have been
what the Chiefs have done is
hold
not
on, wait,
what.
Wait, wait, wait.
No. That is
question.
Not what the Bulls did. They won three straight
in
six of the last 8 years. No, the Chiefs haven't done that.
Okay, 1993, when the Bulls had won twice. Would it have been disrespectful to say, this is the year the Blazers get it?
They won two straight.
I know we lost them last year.
They won two straight.
Yeah, so would it have been disrespectful?
Kansas City, is it two straight?
It's not two straight.
Oh, okay.
It's two
so
out
no.
of four.
Give me another comparison. Those two don't work.
Well, you're tied to the back-to-back non. Okay, well, sure. All right, I'll give it to you. 97. Would it have been disrespectful when the Bulls were coming off the 72 wins in the title? They had won one in the last 3 years.
He had won three straight before he went
exactly.
to play baseball.
Stop it.
I mean,
listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. You are allowed to make off-the-wall, shoot-the-moon predictions. Yeah. I did it this year. I picked the Mavs. The Mavs, they had just made a conference championship round. Sure. And
like he didn't really believe.
I
was just throwing.
No,
something
I didn't
out
say
there.
That. No, hold on.
Off wait, the wall.
Wild,
the moon.
Wild.
Yeah.
What do I hate more than anything? Being misquoted.
Oh, that's
I
true.
Did not say I did not believe it. I understood that it was a prediction that was outside of the mainstream.
They have been to the Western Conference.
Right. That's not that outside.
So then don't call it shooting for the moon. Is that what you said?
Throwing stuff on the wall.
You called it that.
We did a full segment. We did like several segments.
I caught you, Nick. You're trying to like take a little bit of steam off your Dallas prediction. No, that's what you're trying to do.
I thought we were talking about Mahomes.
I didn't really believe that. The Mavericks. Oh, my gosh. I mean, who in the right mind thought the Mavericks were going to win? I just threw it out there.
I did not.
Losing games on purpose.
I'm going to leave. I did not say that I did not believe it. I did not say it was not serious. My point is, you are allowed when you are making a prediction to say, I believe this is going to happen, even though I understand that it is outside of the mainstream. I just want to make this clear. Any pick that anyone makes for this year's Super Bowl that isn't the Chiefs is like my Mavericks pick. It could come true.
Probably.
But it is... obviously, you are taking a long shot. There is no tangible football reason to pick any team other than Kansas City. Kansas City that has the universally accepted best quarterback, the at this point nearly universally accepted best coach, and played more rookies last year than any team that wasn't tanking in all of football, except for maybe Seattle, that team that only got better, that last year ran roughshod after losing to Cincinnati, when I came on this show and said they won't lose again, and they still haven't lost, like LeVar Ball, never lost since then. Every other prediction is you just trying to go for a long shot, which is fine.
No, who was the last team to repeat in the NFL?
Last team to repeat in the NFL would be the Patriots.
Where it wasn't a Tom Brady quarterback team?
It was the last team that wasn't a Tom Brady quarterback team? John Elway.
John Elway. 98. So that and I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't the best team in the league. I just shoot down what you just said. Yeah. Like they're head and shoulders above everybody?
No, head and shoulders.
They barely beat Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's played them tough
football
the last 2 years.
Crushed the Eagles, though.
No, not like that.
Guys were wide open twice.